Well, hi, welcome to day 29 of 30X. As we've been doing, we're going to keep building upon everything. The way I've structured 30X is so that you not only get 30 days with 30 minutes a day of knowledge, but it builds upon itself. So everything starts to gradually get there. So that tomorrow is the culmination of all of that knowledge, and we pull it all together to create the life that you want to live, the 30X life, as we like to refer to it here. So today we're actually going to start looking at the phase of life, the third phase. Phase one is learn, phase two is earn, and phase three is return, okay? So we've been looking at a lot of learning in the last 30 days, and 30X Wealth and 30X Business are about the earn phase of this whole thing. I want to touch on today the return phase, and that is looking at charity, philanthropy, however you leave it. What's the legacy that you're going to leave behind? What is it that you're going to, how are you going to add value to society over and above, you know, bringing up a good family and raising good people and helping your friends and the community? Where are you going to go with your charity and philanthropy? Now, I want to start with a simple philosophy, and that is this, is that there is a phase in life that very few people ever get to, which is the return phase. You know, it's crazy to me that we live in a world with so much abundance, and yet we don't see enough of the charity work that goes on out there. And I think that the charity work, if you start looking in your neighborhood, I want to tell you a few stories because I think it's important for you to understand that every one of us can find some sort of charity or some philanthropic endeavor that is going to make us better as people. Now, before I get to why charity is important and how it helps you and all of that sort of aspect of it, I want to touch on where I first started with charity. And luckily enough for me, I was doing pretty well early in life financially, and I started looking at all sorts of things. But I go way back to when I was a kid, and you know, being in Boy Scouts and the jobs you had to go and do, the Barber Job Week, and doing things for your community. And I had a great scout leader, and his name was Ivan. And Ivan instilled in me this whole theory that there is a level of giving back to the community that helps you become who you are. So, you know, for me, the community that helps me become a successful business person is a responsibility almost for me to help take care of that community. And I've had this debate with many people over the years, social responsibility, government's responsibility. And I got to tell you, there's no winning that debate, whether it's a government's responsibility, social responsibility, whatever it is. Charity and philanthropy is not just about what the community needs. It's also about what I need and what fulfills me and what fulfills you as a human being. So if I just look back to the first charity that I ever did, and that was Youth Off the Streets. And I got involved with a wonderful gentleman, Father Chris Riley, in helping take kids off the street. My buddy bought a house, and I funded the house, and it was taking a whole bunch of street kids off the street and putting them into a house in a rural neighborhood and helping those kids overcome many of the things they'd been through. And, you know, it was interesting to me because it opened my eyes. And I'm not sure what type of charity you want to be involved in, but this first one really opened my eyes as to what the world was like and what could be done and what can be achieved with one passionate person and how they could change the world dramatically. And I think that Father Chris was someone that really helped me understand the fact that charitable giving doesn't just mean money. Charitable giving often means time, emotions, care, and love and support. Sometimes it's just lending an ear into someone's thing that is the best charitable giving you can give. And we see this play out day in and day out, and we start thinking to ourselves, well, okay, if I'm a 30Xer, I am going to be that person. I'm going to be someone who adds value to my community in a philanthropic and charitable way. If I'm going to be amazingly successful, then part of my success needs to be a legacy, something I stand for, something I build. I was then introduced to a great group called the Variety Club by my great friend Barry Gordon. And Barry introduced me to the Variety Club, which was a charity, again, working with kids, and in this particular case, kids with physical handicaps. And it was about providing them with transport and wheelchairs and walkers and cars with chairlifts and, you know, bathtubs with elevators and all these sorts of amazing things. And I got involved in it in a massive way, to the point where I ended up being chairman of the charity in my local area and one of their major benefactors. And, you know, I built a group of lifelong friends out of that charity. And I'm amazed to this day that people don't get involved in more charitable giving just because of the level of connectivity that comes from it. But to me, that I'll tell you what I learned about philanthropic endeavors from that one. And that is, there's a lot of really well-meaning people out there that, if they're given a great focus, can achieve massive things. A lot of people who want to add value, and if you can help focus them, they'll achieve amazing things. And I give great credit for learning a lot about charity from Barry and from Mike and John and the team there, Harry, because it took a lot to learn charitable giving. You know, it's not something we're all brought up with. Yeah, I understand putting money in the tithing plate at church or handing some money over to the Salvation Army people at Christmas or that sort of thing, but to have a mindset of charitable, philanthropic giving and it to just be a part of who you are, I never learned that much as a kid. I had to learn it more as an adult. When I first moved to America, I joined a great charity here with a very famous lady, Fran Drescher, a charity called Cancer Schmancer. I was lucky enough to be on the board of that charity and helped direct much of the work that they were doing at the time. And I think, you know, helping people solve cancer was another amazing reason to be involved in something. But again, I had to learn more about charities and about how the board should and can work and how there's so many great people with such great passion for subjects and structuring it. And so I had to learn with that charity so many things about building a board and building a national structure. And, you know, it's really interesting to me that learning philanthropic structure and giving and taking care of it and raising funds and how many people are willing to give money for great causes. It was just one of those things that the financial side of the charity was just something that had to be understood and had to be learned. So for me then, and I give great credit to my wife. My wife is an amazing charitable person. She takes care of so many things, from the school that the kids go to, right through to the local National Charity League. And, you know, she's made sure that our kids are involved every month in a different charitable endeavor and giving their time and being helping those less fortunate than us. And I think that it's not just the financial, it's the learning to be in that space and to do the things that mean charity works. We started here at Action Coach, a charitable organization, coaching for a cause, now 13-odd years ago, where we work with charitable organizations, not-for-profits and charities, and we coach them for free. But we worked out we could give them a lot more by coaching than we could by just giving them cash. And so all of my coaches in all of our offices around the world, they do 5 hours of pro bono work every single week, 1 hour with a charity and 4 hours to four businesses that need help. They give them 1 hour apiece for free just to help those businesses grow and introduce them to what business coaching can do. So if you know anyone that owns a business that needs that, please go see the Action Coach team. They're very willing to give you that first hour for free because it's part of the philosophy of how we do things. And then last year we started the Action Coach Foundation with the idea of teaching kids how to become entrepreneurs, how to be employers, not employees, and, you know, helping young people learn the path of entrepreneurial growth and not just the path of get a job and stick with it for the rest of their life. I'm really looking forward to seeing the effects of the Action Coach Foundation over the coming years. And if it's something you'd like to give a gift to and help us sponsor a kid or a class or an entire school, please look up the Action Coach Foundation and do that. Now, I don't tell you all of this to impress you. I tell you all this to impress upon you something. What did I get out of doing all this charity stuff? Out of giving my money, giving my time, giving my knowledge base, giving my emotional support, my emotions even, You know, giving all of these things, allowing people to use my homes, my buildings, all of it in part of the charitable giving. Why do all of that? You know, what is it about it? Well, I'm going to give you my experience, and hopefully you'll learn from my experience as to why charity and philanthropy should be a part of your path to success. Because when you think about it, success is not about I'll get there and eventually I'll start doing that. You see, it's like you don't become rich by saying, well, when I get rich, I'll start investing. You get rich by investing and then you become rich. Again, 30x wealth for that whole one. You don't get to be successful and then start being philanthropic. You start being philanthropic and then success kicks in. Now, why? How? All these sorts of questions. Well, let's start with the very basics of why I personally believe in philanthropy and charity, and why I'd love every 30Xer, including you, to join me on the path of being this. Now, hopefully you're already there, and hopefully I'm just going to clarify reasons for you to do it more and bigger and on a greater scale with some sort of a charity that really means something to you. You don't have to start your own charity. Best of all is find a charity that exists that needs your help. Give them the direction. First thing, and the first reason I do it is it makes me feel good. You know, I feel better, happier, more fulfilled, and that I've contributed to the world. I feel better about me and about the world when I go out there and help someone less fortunate, when I go out there and help someone who hasn't achieved to do amazing things. You know, I watch one of my buddies here in Las Vegas, Chet, every year goes and raises money for kids and toys for them and bicycles and you name it. And he does an amazing job at it. And even though half of the process, during the process, it's his wife's birthday and all that stuff, but he comes down from doing that and feels so much better from doing it. And I think that if you start, the more charitable time you can give, the better you feel about yourself. Listen, you don't need to watch that TV show. Go give some time to charity. Go sign up for it. Well, I was amazed at the difference in my home country, Australia, where they took charitable work to a whole other level. If you were on welfare, the state paying you welfare, then you were required to give hours of your life to go and help out at a charity, required to do volunteering. Volunteerism was made part of the social fabric. But yes, if you're getting something from the community, then you need to be giving something back to the community. And I think it was a wonderful idea and an amazing program that can help any country and any department or any county or state in the world change the way people look at volunteerism. The next reason that I personally do it is social connection. There are great ways to make friends, but to make friends with similar values, sometimes you have to go and do contributions so that you find people who are similar to you. Find people who have similar values to you. I know through Variety Club, I still sit there today, and my great friends Chris and Dave and all these people that I met through my charitable giving and my charitable work that created social connection. Yes, some of the time it gives you great business connection too, but mostly for me it's about social connection. Next reason is that I believe the gratitude you get for it. Yes, there is a selfishness in every human, and for me personally, I do enjoy the gratitude I get from doing philanthropic work, from doing charity work. When I do that, people give I get a good feeling about me because people thank me. People do that, and I do like that fact. I'm still human. I'm not crazy or something. That's just the way I am. I think the next is I find it's good for my health. It reduces my stress. I notice when I go and do charitable stuff, my stress reduces, my tensions disappear. I'm very happy about doing that, especially when it's the real simple charitable giving, things like packing boxes for when they're sending stuff over to troops and stuff. But even just a basic one, one of my good friends every year does a thing for the troops who their family is at home and the troops are away and serving our nation. And she takes care of the families by helping raise funds to buy gifts for those kids. And every year we send family to Disneyland. And when I get those photos, it definitely reduces my stress and makes me feel better about me. Another reason I found was that it gives me much more of a wealth mindset. You know, if I am giving, it's because I expect that there's plenty to go around. And by thinking in that way, having a wealth mindset of giving, it definitely helps me. Of course, the fact that I help others, I love helping others and seeing the smiles and seeing people get things that they couldn't normally get because of this. I used to do a segment in Australia where we had a TV station that I would go in on behalf of the charity, give this stuff to these people, and couldn't help but love that job of seeing people's faces when they got these things. Another reason I think it's contagious, I know over the years, and especially at some of the charitable balls that I ran, and where I would be the one giving money, and then I would go and hit up all my buddies, and it just becomes a contagious thing. And and even more important, every little bit helps. There are some charities I can only give a little bit to, but you know, one of my buddies was doing a thing recent, and he was trying to raise funds, and that day he was asking for a couple $100s, and yeah, every little bit counts, every little bit helps, every extra hour you work. I would be remiss of me as a businessman not to mention the tax deductions. Of course, tax deductions do help. I think the next one is it strengthens my values. I feel it's good to have a set of values that you believe in, but to live them and to actually do that strengthens them. And I think that as you go and start doing more charitable work, it'll strengthen your feeling of value in yourself, in the world, in everything that you're doing. And by doing that, it motivates others as well. It's not just contagious to give, but it motivates others to come and work with you and help you and do the boxing or do whatever it is that you're doing. From a business sense also, I think the acknowledgement. I know that different times I've given to different charities, and the acknowledgement you get from doing that is actually feels good, and it is a good corporate thing. I mean, I like people to know that we are a good corporate citizen, you know, that we do take care of our communities, that take care of us around the world. And sometimes, you know, unless you tell that story and unless you get acknowledged for it, unless it's seen, then people don't assume that you're a good corporate citizen when you're a bigger company. Another reason it's a little selfish is access. You know, sometimes by being on the board of a certain charity, you get access to certain people or certain things, certain events. I know with the Variety Club in Australia, we used to run an event every year called the Four Wheel Drive Trek, and I was the major sponsor of it. But it allowed us to go and visit places that you couldn't visit unless you're on a charitable trek across the country. So, or access to certain people. I know that over times I've given back the charity for cancer stuff. You know, when I had my skin cancers cut out of me and that sort of stuff, it motivated me to get more involved in cancer charities, to be able to want to give back to charities that help with early detection and noticing what's going on and that sort of thing. I think that if you've got something that's passionate for you because they took care of you or a family member or helped something out, then that's a great reason to get involved in that charity and do something for them. I think another reason I love being on the board of charities is that I get to use my experience for the good of the community, not just the good of me, but the good of my community and that sort of thing. I know for some people, being a part of a charity, not so much for me, but for other people, it becomes a bit of a hobby. You know, every year I get to set up the Christmas lights at the charity thing, or I get to go and do this, and it becomes a part of you. It becomes a part of your life. So when you think of all of these reasons, these are my reasons. Some of them might resonate with you. Some of them might not. There might be some that are stronger for you than others. But ultimately, you know, your family, your business, and you get more out of charity than you could ever get. You know, it's the old giver's gain philosophy, or, you know, you karma, all of these things about the more you give, the more you receive. When I think of that, and I want to put a spin on it for you that gives you a different way of thinking. The more you give, the more you receive. When I first thought of that, I thought of it as, oh, if I keep giving, I'll get more money. If I give money, I'll get more money. As I've gotten older and started to really understand it, it's like, hang on. The receiving is the actual giving. Okay, by actually giving is, the receiving is the giving. And it took me a while as an adult to come across and work this out to understand that the giving itself is the receiving. And it's hard to explain to people that don't grasp it, but once you get it, you're like, huh. There's no better feeling in the world than giving. I want to finish off with two stories. One, a good buddy of mine that one of the wealthiest people I know had everything in the world. And every day it was about the next goal, the more cars, the better car, the yacht, the bigger yacht, the even bigger yacht, the biggest yacht, the jet, the bigger jet, the even biggest jet. To the point where the chasing of meaning in things literally got to a point of bringing him to a depressive state. The chase of external. Because he had everything. There wasn't a thing he had that he did not have, that he didn't need. There was nothing. To the point where it was not only challenging, but almost destructive for him. And then one day, another one of our friends sat down at lunch with us, and he was saying how he's heading off to Africa the next day. And my other buddy turned and said, oh, what are you doing in Africa? He said, I'm going to build wheelchairs. What? I'm going to go build wheelchairs. What do you mean you're going to go build wheelchairs? Well, I'm going to go over there, and we build these wheelchairs. They're kind of crude and rudimentary, but they work perfectly over there. They got big tires. They do this thing. I'm going to spend a couple of weeks over there building wheelchairs and get them to the kids in Africa. Oh. And he turned to him and said, why? What are you doing the next 2 weeks? He said, I'm not doing anything. He said, great, come with me. Long story short, he went with him. Today, he spends a month every quarter in Africa building churches, building schools, building wheelchairs. Give them back. You see, the philosophy of learn, earn, return is very big. Now, here's my challenge in teaching philanthropy and charity to people. You may not be ready for it. It might be something that's a year, 2 years, 5 years away before you can really get to it. But start somewhere. Start small. Start with what you can do. I sat there the other day and I watched this charitable story of this young girl, all of 9 years old, who has helped put 200 and something kids through school in Africa. I sat there watching it thinking, hang on, this 9-year-old is doing more for the world than so many other people. Where and how did this kid learn charitable giving? How did she learn that? And then they interviewed her parents and it wasn't from them. And they interviewed her at the church and it wasn't from them. And it came because she watched a TV show. It was kind of crazy that a kid gets that from there. But the reason I tell you this story is because the smallest amount of giving can make a big result. One of my great friends and mentors, Mr. Paul Dunn, with his wife Masumi, set up a charity based out of Singapore that's called Buy One, Give One, B1G1.com. Now, the reason I mention this is, you know, whether you want to go on there or not, that's totally up to you. But it's designed for business people who, you know, when you make a sale, you give one. When someone buys something from you, you give one of these. And they do it all with micro giving. A penny, a cent, quarter of a cent, some of these things, 5 cents, 9 cents. And you sit there and you go, wow, what difference can we make in the world with just such tiny, minute amounts of money? What massive difference can we make? So yeah, it may be too early for you to do massive things, charity-wise and philanthropy-wise, but it's never too early to begin doing the tiniest little thing that you can do, to come up with a way of giving, to come up with a way of serving your community, or to just join a group that's already existing in your community and take care of it a little more. To step up in one of the charities you're already involved in and go to the next level. To donate that extra few dollars or extra $100 or extra few $100,000 if that's where you're at. Every one of us has the ability to build charity. Every one of us has the ability to do that. And where I want to finish is with the mindset. What is the charitable mindset or the philanthropic mindset? What is that mindset about? And you might think that it's pretty crazy for a guy like me who teaches business and is an investor and, you know, relatively capitalistic in the majority of what I do to be teaching people about charity. When I sat down and looked at 30X, it wouldn't be a complete program on how to live a great life without people understanding charity and the philosophy of philanthropy. Where did philanthropy start? Where did charitable giving start? Well, you've heard the statement that charity begins at home. And philosophically, if someone in your family is struggling, yeah, give to them. Take care of them. You know, you don't have to go and give to the biggest charity or that sort of thing. If someone in your family is struggling, well, taking care of them is probably a good way to get started. You know, your friends, if one of your friends is struggling, probably a good place to get started. Your local community, a neighbor, someone at your church, someone in your kid's school, yeah, probably a good place to start there. And then gradually work your way out and work your way up. I'm lucky to live in the United States, the best philanthropic nation in the world by percentages. And I'm lucky to have a wife who's taught me about charity and helped me understand what it really means to be philanthropic. You see, for me early on, I thought it was just about giving money. I just thought it was about, well, you know, you made a good amount of money, you give some back. But that's not really the mindset of someone with a philanthropic mindset. Someone with a philanthropic mindset understands that a part of the reason we want to be successful is to give back. A part of the reason that I want to be more successful is because I see more things in the world that need doing. A part of the reason I want to build a great business and do phenomenal things and serious wealth is so that I can leave a legacy that is greater than me. Now, I just happen to be real lucky that the business I build, Action Coach, the other companies, they're all about helping people. So everything we do is about helping. But the philosophy of the reason I want to be successful is so that I can help, so that I can add value, so that I can give to others. The more I receive, the more I can give. The better I do at my work, the better I do at building a business, the better I do at becoming a success, the more I create, the more I can give. I can give people jobs. I can give people money. I can give people time. I can give them a roof over their head. I can give so many things because I work dang hard, because I do the success factors. See, 30X, I'm a little selfish in why I teach this. I'm a little selfish in why I teach 30X business and 30X wealth, because the reality is I want to make you so successful that you can help me and help others give back to the community. Yeah, it's selfish. I want you to be more successful so you can help give. I want you to achieve a whole bunch more so that you can take care of a whole bunch more people out there in the world and a whole bunch more stuff going on. The philosophy of my company, Action Coach, the vision of my company, world abundance through business re-education. My vision, my world, is an abundant world where everybody's got enough. More than enough, in fact, if you look at the definition of abundance. Through business re-education. So share 30X with as many people as you can. Have them take this class. I'd love to see a lot more philanthropists and charity givers out there in the world. This is 30X. Get ready for day 30 tomorrow. We're going to finish this up strong. Take care.